家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
那十一长假过后呢，我们的第一期节目就要跟大家说一说 ，maybe during this long holiday， 你回老家看了一下。
Yeah, or maybe you went to the movie theater and watched a movie about other people heading back to their hometowns.
对，这是我们国庆档的一部大片啊，《我和我的家乡》。那其实家乡这个概念，我觉得在咱们中国人心里，好像这个 you know it's our roots, right?、Mm. 我们的根是特别的重要啊。所以我们今天的节目呢，不仅跟大家讲一讲这部电影，最重要的是我们要看一下英语里面怎么说老家、家乡，然后祖籍、籍贯。
Whoa, okay, so a lot of stuff to talk about today.
嗯，好，那 let's get into it. 首先这一部电影哦，我和我的家乡，它的官方英语片名叫做
My People, My Homeland.
My People 是吧 ？My Homeland.
My Homeland.
它其实这个 My People 的概念，我觉得可以是你祖国的同胞，或者你老家，你 hometown 的同胞，对不对？
Yeah, I mean, I think to a certain degree, you are allowed to choose who your people are, and to a certain degree, your people are chosen for you.
嗯嗯，那这个 my people 在英文里面 it's a really interesting term. 当你用的时候，你就好像说 we're the same group, we belong to the same group.
These are my people. We like the same things. That's what I mean. It doesn't have to be.You know, your ethnic group, for example. It could be just people that you share commonalities with.
就可以是你的朋友啊。
Right.
或者okay, my people. 好，那the second half of this movie's name is My Homeland. 这个词我要问你了。Homeland, 它其实指的是一个国家嘛，对吧？你的祖国。
I mean, not necessarily. It's a very romantic way.To say your country, but it doesn't necessarily mean your country.
因为中文的这个家乡说的可能就是一个什么 village, 一个村庄或者一个城市 Anyway, 是就更小的不是一个 country, 我感觉
Right, but like think about somebody coming to America a couple hundred years ago. Their homeland would be Scotland.
这就是 country,
It's a country.
对，但I agree with you, 就是这个词 homeland 是一个你说很浪漫很有诗意、mm-hmm. 很 poetic,
right.
就很有感情的一个词一个概念。
Right, right. Or you would think about somebody with no homeland.、
Mm-hmm.
I have no homeland.
对对。
That means something like that.
Doesn't belong to anywhere.、
Right.
No sense of belonging.、那Homeland 和 hometown 有什么区别呢
Okay, hometown is a real place. This is not romantic.
对，我也觉得 less romantic, 没有那么多的感情，没有那么浪漫了。
Right, you know, and in your mind, your hometown can be the most beautiful place in the world, but just generally speaking, you can look on a map, you can point to it,、this is my hometown.
对，我觉得 hometown 就是更具象 homeland、是个比较抽象比较 abstract、所以就比较 romantic、
right.
对不对好、这就是为什么在电影名里面呢用 homeland 会更好听一点更 romantic 嘛对
yeah exactly、exactly
好那诶接着我们就来看看日常的这个口语里面、我们要说我的老家在哪儿啊你的老家在哪儿你会用 homeland 还是 hometown 呢
oh hometown for sure I mean unless it was a spirit or some kind of creature from a romantic poem.
Speaking of, 就是这种很浪漫的概念啊，除了 homeland, 还有 motherland.
Oh, yeah, and fatherland.
Oh, 可以讲 fatherland.
Fatherland.
可以讲的。
Yeah, I mean, we tend to say motherland more. There were some countries in Europe that would talk about fatherland in the 1930s.And we all know what happened after that.
Okay, so motherland.
Motherland is usually better.
用母亲这个哺育来形容、是吧？好的，再回到这个 hometown 啊，口语里面，比如我说 Adam, 你的老家在哪儿？ I would say,
Hey, Adam, where is your hometown?
Where is your hometown? 所以这里我们要用 where, 不是 what's, 对吧？
Yeah, that's right, that's right.、
好，老家在哪儿？你的老家在加拿大的哪里啊
Fisherville
是什么钓鱼的地方吗？
Actually, no. There is no water. There's no fish. Yeah, so my hometown is a very small village, but it's not the place I was born.
Oh.
Yeah, so here is another...layer on top of this is your hometown is not necessarily the place you were born.
所以你的理解里面老家 hometown 不一定是你出生的地方。
It's generally speaking the place where you grew up. Or you were raised there.
就是 you spent most of your childhood,、那个童年时候长大的地方是就英语里面的 hometown、
right.
是吧 OK 好所以 you were born in Fishelville
I was born in Guelph Guelph, Ontario
我都没听过
Yeah, these are all very small places
那不是 我记得以前我在上海刚认识你的时候说 where are you from 说 Toronto like, 多伦多我是听过的啦
Right, so yeah I'm tired of explaining to people where Fishelville is
对
I'm tired of explaining to Canadians where Fishelville is Do you think I want to explain it to Chinese people?
对其实我觉得 depending on where you are 可能你的这个答案 where is your hometown 会不太一样因为如果你就在你老家那个范围、
right.
你说很具体的那个小 village、people would know、
right.
但是你到了别的地方 no one knows 所以你就放大一点概念就是对方能懂的那个
right.
Speaking of my hometown 其实我跟你一样啊 my hometown is 上海我的老家是上海、but I was born in a place called 南通、在江苏因为那个时候我外公外婆他们离休从上海就到了南通、然后我妈妈就去那里生我 because then her mother could take、
right.
care of her 对对所以在那个概念 but you know I left there when I was I don't know a month old or something、
right.
对满月了我就回上海了 yeah baby Jenny 就对就到上海了、好所以英文里面呢我们也常听到别人说就是 Oh, I was born in 一个地方 But I grew up in another place
Well, it's just so funny Like where you were born is just such a random thing
对就是说很 random 就可能是就像我那时候哦，因为比较方便外婆可以照顾妈妈所以 I was born there
I mean, you spent your entire childhood in one place But because you spent 1 month Yeah In any case, we do often say I was born and raised inNow, I think I'm pretty sure most people、would agree that even though you spent your first month in another place, you could still say, I was born and raised in Shanghai.
但我小时候啊，我就老觉得我自己是一个 you know, I felt like a fraud. 我在骗人家，好像 pretending my 老家 is Shanghai, whereas I was born in 南通。
Oh, that's a lot of pressure for a kid.
Yeah, now my secret is out.
Oh no.
而且啊，咱们中文里还有另外一个概念，就是祖籍籍贯。Do you know what those mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's the place where you came from, your place of origin.
Like hundreds of years ago.
Right.
Maybe that not that far back. 就是籍贯是我们的。就我的爷爷他是那个地方出生的。
So it's kind of like where your ancestors came from. Your ancestral home.
对比如我觉得我妈妈就是一个很好的例子。我从小她就会跟我说她是山东人她说我的籍贯是山东。Sometimes she would say like 我老家是山东 even though she was born raised in Shanghai.
Right.
And she had never been to Shandong like until 5 years ago. 对。
Yeah, so...You know, of course, the word ancestor can be, you know, a very real thing, a very sort of serious and scientific thing, but it can also be this romantic thing, too, right? The place of my ancestors, my ancestral home.
对，所以我觉得籍贯这个概念在英文里面稍微有点难翻译啊because it doesn't, 就我觉得你们在口语里没有用的那么多，因为我在中文里籍贯还是挺常用的。
Right, so the question that we get a lot in North America is where is your family from? And what I always say is Canada. And then the follow-up question, the next question is always, yeah, but where is your family from?
Where are they really
from? Where are they really from? Because nobody expects that... a Canadian's family will have been here for more than a few generations.
对，因为加拿大还是一个相对年轻的国家，对吧？所以像美国啊，或者加拿大啊，这样，当人家说，Oh, where is your family from? 他就说是从欧洲什么地方来的。
Right.
Okay. So where is your family? Where is your...我们刚刚说的 ancestral, ancestor 是你的祖先对吧 Where is your ancestral home?
I am confident enough to say Canada because it's been like 7 generations.
Oh, okay. 但在以前呢你家是什么、英格兰、mm. okay. 好我还查了一下那个百度啊籍贯它上面 也有给出像 native place.
Yeah, native place sounds,、sounds kind of funny.
Sounds 有点奇怪
I mean, so often when we talk about natives here, you can be a native. I'm a native of Ontario, my province. But usually these days we use native to mean Indian. Native Indian.
印第安人、mm. 不管在美国呀还是加拿大或者以前我在澳大利亚都是原先那个这个 land 是人家的嘛
Right.
就原住民对不对
Right, 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 right. So that's why I tend to use words like local a lot more than native. I'm a Toronto local.
Okay. How, well, speaking of local, let's talk about the local language.
Oh, okay. Local Fisherville language? Get her done.
不是因为像中国嘛就是一个有非常多方言的国家、mm. 啊每个地方有自己的 local language.
Right.
方言英文叫做
Well, so people will say dialect.
Dialect, D-I-A-L-E-C-T,、就是方言。比如人家问我 how many languages do you speak? 我就说 you know, I speak Chinese or Mandarin, 对吧、mm. 普通话。I speak English, I also speak my local dialect, 就是上海话。
Right, right exactly. Or just saying, you could say, I speak my local language.
讲到这个方言啊比如广东话粤语、mm. Cantonese、mm-hmm. 对吧上海话、mm, Shanghainese、但是不是所有地方的方言都能把它变成英语都能 add 一个 nice 的
Yeah, I remember talking to a girl once who really hated a Chinese girl who really hated the fact that we would always add ease on the end She was from Wenzhou and she's like, I hate it when people say Wenzhouese It's like, just call it the Wenzhou language.
对，我就想问你这要怎么表达呢？比如四川话，就
Sichuanese.
Sichuanese.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's what, again, it's what people tend to do. I have my own feelings about that, but it will be accepted by a lot of people.
Or you can just say, I speak the local Sichuan dialect. Right,
right. right.
That's also fine.好那今天我们跟他聊了自己的家乡自己的老家然后像这样身在海外的中国人非常想念我们的 motherland、
mm, That's right、
好那我们今天节目最后呢就要问一下你 Have you seen this movie My People, My Homeland?、
Mm, or did you see the 2019 My People, My Country?、
哦、这你也知道它前面有一个就是叫 prequel
That's right、yeah.
我和我的祖国
They found a formula that works So、mm-hmm. I Do not blame them for that.
对，这个我和我的家乡里面，你最喜欢哪一个故事 ？Because it's like 5 stories in one movie.
It's a pastiche.
叫什么
？A pastiche.
就是这种很多故事在一起。
A collection.
A collection. Okay. 另外，我们也要问问大家 ，Where is your hometown?
Mm-hmm. Where were you born and raised?
请大家在留言里跟我们分享 And what local dialects do you speak?
What local ease? local knees?
okay, we look forward to reading your comments 今天的节目就到这儿我们下次再见
All right, bye guys